the way we see things, vision, the way we perceive our world is an interesting thing. I've mentioned in previous audio booths that I'm colourblind. I found out when I was 8 years old when I did the confetti chart tests, as I call them, confetti chart Ishitaki tests. And I've known since then that I'm colourblind. I'm not completely colourblind. I have a deficiency in green cones in my eye. And because of that, I see very little green. I've done audio booths about this in the past, so I won't go into it here and now. But my world is basically devoid of green, the way you see green. So what do I see? I see what I see. And that's really the point. I see what I see. We all see what we see. When you see white light, you see white light. But really, light is made up of the spectrum of white light, you know, what we call the rainbow. And spectrum analysis enables us to be able to find out all sorts of things about distant stars and gas spectrometry and things like that. That what it is isn't what it is until you start to explore it. A piece of paper, a piece of white paper, is white because as the light strikes it, it bounces off the paper and it is reflected into your eye. So there is no white light in the paper. It's all reflected off. In actual fact, the paper is absent of light. And if it was black paper, for argument's sake, as the light strikes it, the paper absorbs those white photons of light. So you see no reflection. In essence, the paper seems black because it's full of light. White paper is black, and black paper is white. Black is white, and white is black. But we can't comprehend that. We have to use that as an intellectual exercise. As a matter of fact, every colour is the colour it is because the spectrum is split up by that item. And the colour that we perceive it as is the colour that is thrown back at us, and it is absorbing all of the rest of the spectrum. So if something is red, the reason it's red is because it's full of every other colour other than red. We have no ability to perceive the reality of what's around us. What is real to us is just the way it is perceived by us. And that's something I want to explore a little bit more. How do we know what's real? How do we measure truth, reality? How do we enable ourselves to be compassionate for other people? How do we make decisions? How do we judge or not judge people based on our incredibly limited ability to perceive that really, black is white, and white is black.